Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's 10% tariffs kicked in on Chinese imports today, and Beijing wasted no time retaliating. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in the Chinese capital.
They have called on the U.S. to meet China halfway. They've called for negotiations repeatedly. What is not clear is if there has been some form of negotiation before China hit back.
China announced 10% tariffs on U.S. coal and liquefied gas, 15% levies on American crude, farm equipment, and cars with large engines. Some American businesses aren't complaining about China's response.
We need a level playing field. That's all we're asking for.
Drew Greenblatt is CEO of Marlin Steel in Baltimore. His company's wire baskets and other products are sent to 45 countries, and competition with China is fierce.
Our challenge is that we're competing against governments like the Chinese government, which has steel mills, and they have steel basket factories, and they're competing with us. And then they subsidize the steel, they subsidize the labor.
He says a level playing field would boost industry and create more factory production jobs in the U.S. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The FBI has been ordered to give the Justice Department the names of agents who helped investigate the attack on the Capitol by this afternoon. Correspondent Scott McFarland is in Washington.
We expect a tumultuous day ahead. Agents were ordered to fill out a questionnaire by Monday detailing the work they conducted into the January 6th attack, including whether they made any arrests or executed any searches. It's raising fears there could be a major purge.
More than 500,000 women will take part in a study in the UK using artificial intelligence to detect cancer. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the details.
This research will test 5 different AI platforms to see if the technology can speed up the detection of breast cancer and free up radiologists. Currently, 2 radiologists are required to review scans to ensure accuracy.
This morning at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station.
Ignition and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Starlink.
SpaceX Falcon 9 launched 21 satellites, including more than a dozen with direct-to-cell capabilities. Later today, Blue Origin hopes to get its next new Shepard mission off the ground. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The experiments are going to test a variety of technologies that might one day prove useful to NASA's Artemis Moon program when the agency starts sending astronauts back to the moon in just a few years.
S&P futures are flat, Dow futures down 92, NAS futures up 34. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a suspicious death discovered in Kenosha early yesterday. In the afternoon, police were searching for a person of interest. By nighttime, an arrest. 41-year-old Justin Tursik was considered armed and dangerous during that search. There's still not a lot known about that death at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. A lockdown was called yesterday at Wisconsin Lutheran in Racine. It was after a man, possibly intoxicated, approached students with what appeared to be a gun during recess. The suspect was later found and arrested with a gun in his possession after a search. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. American Family Field is introducing several upgrades for the 2025 season. It includes a food truck park and a facial recognition system at the gates. Seating will be slightly reduced on the terrace level due to the Brewers expanding their office space. An Amber Alert remains active for a 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin is believed to be with the father of her unborn child, a 40-year-old man. They are thought to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates, starting with BBR. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that's sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 24 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle. 31 the high by Thursday. Partly cloudy, breezy, high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good news, it's not Monday anymore.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out.
Or the tree. Rodeo Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm listeners wondering if they're in love or no. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Speaking of love, we've got a great opportunity for you to win some nice prizes to give to your sweetie for Valentine's Day. The WRJN Timeless Hits Timeless Gifts Giveaway. You can win, check this out, jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine, flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, a nice sweet tooth satisfier from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, a copy of Mannheim Steamrollers' Romance CD, beautiful songs, you're hearing one of them now, and concert tickets to go see Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon and the Association at the Genesee Theater on the 28th. Now you register at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. But do it this week because the drawing is Monday, February 10th, okay? We'll notify the winner of details and how to get your prizes. And then once you receive what you won, you can give it away to your sweetie. Well, it is, after all, Valentine's Day, right? With WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can help provide you with semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text SOLVE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy to see if you're eligible. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text SOLVE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SOLVE to 200-300. SOLVE to 200-300.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Another dance.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs did stay in the immortal words of Monty Python.
And now for something completely different.
That it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right. All right.
Hits, WRJN, with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You can vote today. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election gets going today, allowing people to cast their ballots in person ahead of the official voting day. Ballots everywhere are a little different with a school referendum in Kenosha. This is the primary with the spring election in April. In-person absentee voting will continue through February 16th. To see your ballot and to find out how to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. A drunk guy with a gun apparently caused a scare at a Racine school yesterday. A lockdown was put in place at Wisconsin Lutheran School after teachers reported a man, possibly intoxicated, approaching sixth grade students during recess. He had what appeared to be a gun. Police got there quickly but didn't find the suspect. That led to a search where he was eventually found with a gun in his possession. We're working on learning more. An Amber Alert is still active for a 16-year-old pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen at her home on Sunday. She's believed to be with a 40-year-old man. Police say he's the father of her unborn child. A vehicle to watch for is a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates starting with BBR. Food trucks and facial recognition are coming to the ballpark. American Family Field will look a little different for 2025 with several plans revealed. The Alley Food Truck Park will go in on the left field loge level. And sure to be a conversation piece, the introduction of the MLB Go-Ahead Entry Program. That's a facial authentication system with express lanes aimed at streamlining entry. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 24 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle. 31 the high by Thursday. Partly cloudy, breezy, high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
98 years serving Southeast Wisconsin from Radio Park in Racine. This is the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every green field, ooh, persuasion.
Tommy James and the Shondells. Tommy James has not stopped touring since way back when. This guy's still on tour, too. Gary Lewis.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you got we'll
is Timeless Hits, WRJN, with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way in a couple of minutes. And this song, Summer of 72. And this is a one-hit wonder group in America, although they scored number ones all over Europe, like in the Netherlands, in Ireland, but only had one hit in the States. And it's coming next as a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joyce.
Here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Let's open up the vault. For another song that hasn't been heard on the radio for a while and deserves to be back on the air at least one time, let's remember the summer of 1972, shall we? I remember it as a particularly hot summer, but mostly because, well, the car is driving all over Milwaukee with didn't have air conditioning. It was a hot summer. But this song, very popular and got played a lot, even though this was the only hit for this particular group, because here are two solo artists from Europe that some record producer somewhere got the bright idea, and it worked, to put these two people together for a duet. And this became their only American hit. They're from the Netherlands. And their name is Mouth and McNeil. The song is How Do You Do? A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. That hot, hot summer of 72 on WRJN.
Once I said I want to shoot, I don't remember why. I often wonder if it's true that you could make me cry. I only know it's long ago you said I love you too. But I got one solution left. We're gonna start a new room.
How do you do? I thought, why not?
na-na-na-na-na, just me and you. And then we can na-na-na-na, just like before. And you will say, na-na-na-na, please give me more. And you will think, na-na-na-na, hey, that's what I'm living for. Just like before, and you will say, na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think, na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
Did that? How do you do? Two solo acts put together. They were out of the Netherlands, and they made the top 10 in America in the summer of 1972. They were in the top 10 with songs like Rocket Man, School's Out by Alice Cooper, Alone Again Naturally, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. They were in some pretty good company. And coming up at 1:45-ish, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. And this time we go to a 1969 movie starring Maggie Smith for the song. It's on the way at 1:45-ish on WRJN. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Me,
No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House later today. Senior administration officials tell CBS News the two men will discuss maintaining a ceasefire deal with Hamas and how to free the remaining hostages. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
Netanyahu met yesterday with the president's Mideast envoy to discuss how this peace can hold and said he would send a delegation to Qatar to continue indirect negotiations with Hamas. Nonetheless, challenges loom with hard right members of Netanyahu's coalition demanding a return to war.
Mexico and Canada negotiated pauses in President Trump's tariffs, but China is retaliating against 10% levies that kicked in today by announcing new taxes on U.S. products. China expert Gordon Chang.
China presents a very special case because Beijing is now extraordinarily reliant on the American market and therefore